Viter in Shaspir and Daf Samach Tes, picking up a Samach Esma Beis by the bottom of the page. Things like seven lines up or so. Last word, first word is Giloy Milsa. At the end is Ve'ema Nivola. This is your airline edition, so forgive me if you have some strange sounds coming up. Here we go. So we're in the middle of a sugya, but the Gemara now is going to continue on. So we're trying to figure out how do we know that it's going to passel if you have up. Oh, hold on, the captain's talking. Alrighty, so what we did is that we came up to understand the psukim, how you're going to passel a woman who is with a person who is not ra'oi, for example, a mamzer, and how it's going to passel her from truma and from being able to marry Kohen. Now the Gemara wants to frek the kash. Now we're going to be questioning this pasuk that we had brought, which says, Ubas Kohen kisiyeh li'ish zar, hi b'truma sakachim lo sochel, and we want to know that... if that would work with all the ideas, the different type of men that we brought up in the Braisa. It says in Gemara, as we brought up yesterday, let's say that the idea of a woman who is a relationship with someone who's pasul for her, that it's only going to be usher to, if it's a case of chai v'krisus. Right? So then how would we know that things that are not chai v'krisus, just a lav, and for the Gemara, Kisihiyah, when it says Kisihiyah, Amrachman, Hanach, the Isbu, Havoya, it's those that have Havoya, mean that they have the idea to be able to be married. Chayav Krisus, Labane Havoya, but Chayav Karis is not Havoya, doesn't have any Havoya. Says Gemara, Yahachim, that's true, then Ovikachav Mevedlo Livsalu, and it should also be that the case of these two people, they shouldn't passel her, because she can't be married to them. There's no Havoya over there. Like we Bryce had brought up, one of them in the Mishnah, the next Mishnah is going to bring the other one, so what? How do you deal with that? Those are going to actually passel her. If they have a relationship with her, they're going to passel her from having a truma. Where we learn that from is from Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Minayin lovik kochavim ve'evet shabal bas yisov al kohen is olviya shep saluha. How do we know that if you have ovik kochavim or an evet that has a relationship with a bas yisov or a kohen is olviya that's going to pass them up? Shemar the pasuk says ubas kohen kisiya leish kisiya almana urusha. Pasuk says that a bas kohen is Kisiya al-Managusha, when she ends up like that, then she can go back to her father's house. We saw this earlier, I can't remember, it's Samach Aleph maybe. Beep, turn the page. Samach Tas, Mishish la-Almanus v'Gerushin, but someone who has Almanus and Gerushin, oh, this was a Tfisa in the Kedushin, and they can therefore go into the world of Almanus and Gerushin. That's what we say, that they're going to go back to their father's house. Yotzev, V'kachav me'ev v'chein lo-Almanus and Gerushin, to exclude these, that it actually doesn't work, therefore she can't be married to them, so they can't go back. What that means is, again, if there's a Kedushin that works, then afterwards, if there's a rather Gerushin or an Almana, so then she goes back to her father's house, she can have Truma. That's only if the Kedushin was something which is Tofis, but if not, then it wouldn't. And therefore, it's going to mess her up if she has a relationship with these people. So it's going to ask in Kohenis. Now we see this by Kohenis. Leviyah Vesuris Manel, where did we learn it from? This we saw yesterday already. Kedam Rebbe Amram Rula. Bas Ubas. The principle Bas Ubas. Hachanami Bas Ubas. So too we do is the extra Vav. We come and we darshan. And come on, who's that like? Rebbe Kiva, the Darsh Vavi. He darshans Vavs. Afilu Temer Rabbanan. The Gemara says you can even say it goes according to the Banan. Because Kula Ubas Koyiserahu. You didn't have to have the word Bas altogether there. It wasn't necessary. In fact, there's a word Ubas altogether. That's what we dashed in from. So it's not just from the letter Vav. Therefore, they're on the same page. It could even be the Rabbanan. Frakta Gemara Ve'ema. Maybe we should say differently. Maybe we should say that Mishi Yeshlo Almanus Vegerishin Ba Ki Lesle Zera Ka'achla Ki Isle Zera Lo'achla Mishi Ein Lo Almanus Vegerishin Ba Afal Gavde Isle Zera Nami Techo. Maybe we should be saying that simply that somebody who has Almanus and Gerushin within it, then when they have no Zerah Ka'achla, she's able to go out and she can have Truma. But when she has children, she can't. But Misha Ein Lo Almanus and Gerushin, somebody doesn't have that, like the Eved or the Goy, then Afagav de Isle Zerah Nami Techol, when she has children, she should still be able to eat from it. Maybe that's what we should be learning from this. And therefore, it would come out that having a relationship with this Avodah Zaranik, this Goy, or with the Eved, it's actually not going to mess up the coin, the daughter of the coin. So this doesn't make sense. Because in Cain, if that's really what it was trying to do, if that's what it was trying to tell you, then Rabui Leviyah V'Yisraelis Lomeli. Why would I have to include, what's the additional idea of bringing in a Levi and Yisrael? You wouldn't have to, what are you learning from that? It's a Kal V'Chomer, something that if it applies to a coin, of course, a Levi and Yisrael. The fact that it actually goes ahead and throws that in over there, it must be that it's actually coming to be Machmir, and not to be Mako. So you wouldn't learn out to say, oh yeah, they're off the hook. in such a match if it doesn't mess him up, if they wouldn't be toe-faced, but it actually does mess him up. Now, we had brought a separate pasuk, right, in order to come and tell us that if there's a relationship, physical relationship with a guy or with an eved, and if you're not able to have any kedusha that's toe-faced, then it's also going to mess up this woman. The Gemara now says that that's not true for everyone. In other words, that wasn't necessary for everyone. Because we know, Rabbi Akiva says, ain kedushin tosim chayve lavin, so you don't need a pasuk to actually include this. It says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva don't mean kedushin tosim chayve lavin, it's chayve lavin, the kedushin is not toe-faced. Umay kisiel ishzar, then what do you need the pasuk? It says, if a kohen, the daughter of a kohen was by with an ishzar, it means kiti boil. What it means is if she has that, if she does that, then almana ugusha lamali. What do I need the word almana ugusha for? It's already something which is nichlal. It's included in this din. You wouldn't need to go ahead and spell it out once it says that the bas kohen is with an ishzar. So these cases are included already. This is Gemara almana lahachmir aleha ugusha lahakil aleha. Rashi explains that what it means is when it says the almana, it's coming to be machmir in a matzav, let's say where she has kids from her husband, and what it says grusha is coming to be megil, where she had no kids from him. Like we're going to break that now. It's sricha, and we need to teach both of these. Tiashmin almana. If the pasuk would have just told us about the halacha when it comes with almana, the almana who dechiles lezera achla shum dechazir lekahuna. Basically, what we would have said is that it's by an almana, only by a widow who is, we know is allowed to have truma. If she has no children, right, she can go back to her father's house or marry someone else, but even marry a kohen, right, as it says now, because she's chazir to the kahuna. She's allowed to marry a kohen still, right? So, but when it comes to a grusha, she's not able to marry a kohen anymore. So, I would say that even though she has no children, she's still not able to go ahead and she can't eat. So, that's what we have to say in that direction. We have to say also the case of, what was it by? The almana. Viashmi negrusha, and if we just would have said, that's right, it said grusha, I'm sorry. Viashmi negrusha, and if we just would have said grusha, then I would say grusha. Tchi is lazera lo achla. If she has children, she can't go out and eat anymore. Again, I'm going to read that again. Apologies. Gerusha with the isla zera lo achla. Then what I would have said is that only the gerusha doesn't get. She's the only one who's not going to be able to have truma if she has kids. Mishum del chazil kuna, because she's not chazil roi to have to the kuna gerusha. Aval amana the chazil kuna, she can be marrying to a kohen. Ema afogav the isla zera namitir. If she has kids, she can still eat truma. Tzricha, really, because she can't. That's why the Torah to tell us that both of them, the almana, the grusha, are able to go back to having truma only if they didn't have any kids from their spouses that were not kohanim. Says Gemara, why don't we say that this also applies to another circumstance? Even in case of machzir grushasa, that's a person who divorces his wife. She gets married to someone else, then she gets divorced or widowed from him, and then she goes and marries him again. That's just not okay to do such a thing. Why don't we say that it applies to that circumstance also? Rashi brings up, we said earlier, that she's not possible from having truma, so why don't we say that she actually is possible from truma and possible from kahuna in such a case? It's the Gemara, Le'ish Zar Amar Rachmana, Misha Zar Etzla Me'ikara, which means she was Zar Me'ikara, that she wasn't allowed to be with him ever. Lafuka, I had to exclude this one, the Lozar Etzla Me'ikara, who is not someone Zar Me'ikara. It says the Gemara, Yahachi, if that's the case, then Chalol, the Lav Zar Etzla, who lo livsol. A Chalol, we know, is a child that is born from a, let's say, a grusha or a chalutza to a kohen, it's called a chalal. And we know there's no iser for a woman to go ahead, even if she's a bas kohen, to marry a chalal. So, since she's not usher to her, right, it's not pasul to her, so why should it be that he's going to now pasul her from having truma? That's Gemara, Amar Kra, because we have another reason. Another part of the pasuk says, lo yichalo zaro be'amav, he shall not profane his offspring among his people. Makish zaro lo. We go ahead and we make a hekesh of the zaro lo to the zera to him. That is talking about the kohen gadol. And that is that just like the kohen gadol is going to passel a woman is asked to her, have a relationship with her, making her chalala, avzaro nami poso, so too his offspring is also going to head and mess her up. Says Gemara of Ema Mishasavaya. why are we saying it's only once every relationship with one another? Why don't we just say it's Mishas Savoya? From the time they actually get married, even if they don't have a relationship, says Rashi, Midafker Echon Peloshen Kisiye, Mishas Savoya, Ikidish Pasol, Saisha, Psulo Lamas, Ophilo Mace, Kiilu Baalas, as if they had a relationship. I said, Gemara, Dumi the coin Gadol Bamona. Got to be similar to a Kohen Gadol with Almana. The more Kohen Gadol with Almana, but Bia, it's only by Bia, it's going to get Chalala. I'll find another Bia, has to be here also. This is going to be with Bia, then it's going to go ahead and create this issue. In fact, the Gemara again, Ve'ima ad Ika Avoya Bia. It has to be Avoya and Bia, right? That it has to have actually both of the things happening. Dumya says, no, Dumya the Kohen Gadol with Almana. My Kohen Gadol with Almana, but Bia Lechuda, even Bia Lechuda is going to go ahead and mess it up. She's going to become a Chalala. Even over here, so too over here, if it's going to be just Bia on its own. Now, on yesterday, we mentioned a Bryce, and the next part of the Bryce says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Shezaro Pasol Posel. We said we're going to explain it, and now we're coming back to it. That is, meaning to say that anyone whose kids are going to be Pasol, they will Pasol if they have a relationship. Kol Shein Zaro Pasol, Poseno Posel. Now, Frank the Gemara, my Ika being Tanakama or Rabbi Yossi. What's the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi? Tanakama said that Bia with a Mitzri, a Domi, a Moi, Moavi, all these different cases, Ger, Kusi, Anasin, Chalo, Mamzer, is going to go and pass a little woman. Now, where does Rabbi Yossi argue? What's he saying differently? Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzri, Sheni, Radomi, Sheni, Kibanayo, the difference is, the next generation, a second generation, Mitzri, a second generation, Adomi, who then has Bia with the woman, according to Anakama, he's going to say that also is going to pass her. Rabbi Yossi says not. Why? Because that kid ends up being a third generation who's going to be Mutter, Lover Lekahal, is wants it to come in, enter in, so therefore it's not going to be a problem. Now let's break it down. Ashtem, Lolom, Duel, Limikoin, Gadol, Me'almana. Both of them learned out this principle from the Kohen Gadol to a Almana. Tanakama Savar, he says, my Kohen Gadol Almana should be a Sabavir Posel. Just like the Kohen Gadol, who has a relationship with an Almana, it turns out to be someone whose Bia is Aser, right? Just the Bia itself is Aser, and he's going to make sure, he's going to Posel her, Afayinami Posel. So too, in this case also, even the second generation of the Mitzir, Domi, who the Bia with this woman of is going to be Aser, is also going to go ahead and Pasel Rabbi Yossi Savar B'Savar Kikoin Gadol. He also says like a Kohen Gadol. My Kohen Gadol Shizara Pasel Uposel. Just like the Kohen Gadol, the Zera is Pasel. The Zera is Pasel and will Posel. Then we see here, Avkol Shazaro Pasol Posel. La Fuke Mitzri Sheni Deinu Zaro Pasol. Because it's Zera of that are not Pasol. Except Banim Asher Yavodu Lehem Dor Shlishi Yavala Bekal Hashem. Could actually come into the Kal Hashem. So that's where they're each learning from the same place, just focusing on different things. Now we hit up the very last part of it. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Kol Shah Tanosi Bita Tanosi Lamanasa. He said that anyone whose daughter, Hashem, that's loud. Okay, again, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Kol Shah Atanos Hibito Atanos Almanasa. We said, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, anyone, if you have a Kohen, if you're letting marry some guy, let's say his name is Bob, if you're letting marry Bob's daughter, then you're letting marry Bob's Almana. But if you're not letting marry his daughter, you're not letting marry Almana. Micah bin Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, what's the difference between the two of them? Amirula, Ger, Amoni, Moavi, Ikebenayu. Those are the ones that are between them. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yosef, what's going to happen? They are going to pass the woman who they are with, and their kids are going to also be messed up. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would say, well, they're also going to pass them. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would say, they don't pass the woman, the one that they're with. Why? Because the daughters of these Gerim are mutter to marry into the Gahal, like we're going to see now. Shneim lo lomdu elam mikoin gadol b'almana. Both of them learning from a kohen gadol to almana. We know that that's going to go in pasul from the kuna. Rabbi Yossi Savi says, my kohen gadol b'almana shezara pasul posel, just like the kohen gadol with almana, that is zara going to pasul, and they're going to posel, right? If they have a relationship, then af kol shezara pasul posel, all of them, anything similar to that. Now, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, sorry, he says, my kohen gadol b'almana shekol zara pasul posel, just like if a kohen gadol has a relationship with an almana, And that's going to be a case of, and we're going to see all the kids who come for them. So they're going to be Chalolim also. And he also messes up this woman by being with her. To exclude Amoni and Moavi, the Ain Kol Zara Pasol. Not all of the Zara are going to Pasol. Why? Damar Amoni Velo Amonis. It's not all Amonim. It's not Amoni and Amonis. Moavi Velo Moavis. Period. Zuck the next Mishnah. Ha Onis. Someone goes ahead and rapes a woman. Vamifatur seduces her. Vashaita. Or a person is a Shaita. Lo postin, lo machin. They're not going to pass to this woman if they have a relationship with her. Then they're going to take truma, lo machin, and they're also going to go ahead and be and cause her to be able to eat from the truma. Rashi says, "Vashoita, afila de chupa v'kiddushin lo posel, lo machel dein kinyanu kinyan, because this kinyan is not considered like a kinyan. Vim inu ruuyan, love will be Yisrael harei lo posel. But these are things one people that cannot be come into the in Israel." Then it's going to pass. The Rashi Sharin is Chalul of a Bia. Maybe that's puzzle of it because she's the Chalul with the Bia. This is puzzle to her. Ketzad, let's break it down. Hare, the Bach changes that Hare Yisrael Sheba, a Bas Kohen. Let's say you have an Israelite that has a relationship against, which wasn't okay, with the Bas Kohen. Tochel b'truma. She's allowed to continue eating truma because it's not considered, it's something that's outside of marriage. It's outside of marriage, and it's not going to go ahead and mess her up. Beep, turn the page. I'm going to listen to my base. Ibra, if she becomes pregnant, if she got pregnant from this relationship, says Rashi, Kidalfinal, we saw earlier, Uber Posel, the Siv, Kinareh, Pratal Mubaris, where she's not able to go back. Lotor Batrum, she's not allowed to have Trum anymore because it's the baby that goes down and messes her up. Nechtach Uber Mea, let's say the baby, Nebuch, gets cut up in her stomach. Rashi says that Nechtach Uber Mea Tochal Miad, Vua Din Nami. If she gives birth, the baby dies. So if it gets cut up, and we're talking about here, even if it's still in the body, tochel she could eat. Hare Kohen Sheba, period. Tochel she could eat again. Right? And Rashi says immediately right now. Or if the baby is born and it dies after the baby is born, she can go and she can go back to have truma. Because again, it's only if the kid is alive that's going to stop her. If the kid's not there, then she's fine. She could eat shrimp again. Aray Kohen Shabal Basiso. Let's say Kohen has a relationship with a Basiso. We're talking about a case of where he took advantage. Onus Mafuta Lotach of a Truma. That's not going to cause her to be able to have Truma now because it's just Tashma. It's just Bia. That's not going to allow her to have Truma. Ibram, when she goes pregnant, Lotach, she's not allowed to eat either because if you have, again, a baby, that is not going to go and give over this woman to go ahead and, while it's still in the womb, in the utero, to give anything. But Yolda, if she gives birth, then all of a sudden, Tochel, she can now go ahead and she's allowed to eat teruma. Teruma. Nimsa kochel shel bezin. I say, Nimsa kochel shel ben godol mishalav. Kum tochois. Comes out that what? That the strength of the son is stronger than the father's because the father's not allowing her to do it. But the son is the one allowing her to do it. To have teruma. Now we're going to see cases with just. Even if there's just a relationship, just a physical relationship itself, it's going to mess it up. Eved posel mishum bia, that will go ahead and pasel. Le'ino posel mishum zera, he's going to go ahead and pasel this coin, a bas coin, from having truma just by being with her. Le'ino posel mishum zera, but he's not going to be the posel. Rashi explains what this means is that vein posel mishum zera, that im yesh la zera l'bas coin mi Yisrael, a bas coin marries Yisrael, and it's a kosher that everything's great. Shu eved. And then it's imish lazer levas koin miyisrael kosher shu evan umes and then he umes by le yisrael then it says then this kid is left over lo min and hare zera yishlo she zera miyisrael velo tush of the truma savish can't go to her father's household the evan vade lav zerahu it's not considered zero but first vazel hechim shkachos she he ben yisrael kosher evan how this can actually work out is going to be explained. Right now, breaks down. Kitzad, how does that work? Bas Yisrael, a Kohen. If a Bas Yisrael goes and marries a Kohen, Bas Kohen to Yisrael, or if you have a Bas Kohen. Oh, a Bas Yisrael to a Kohen or a Bas Kohen to Yisrael. The older man and Ben, and they have a child. Halacha Ben, v'nichvash al shivcha. This boy goes and he takes advantage of a shivcha kenanis. Rashi says, nidchak v'nidbak alea, losh mechabish. Right, he goes and it's a lashon of genai to do such a thing. Beholdim and Ben, and they have a child that comes from this relationship. Hareza Eved. That kid becomes an Eved Kenani, even though the Tata is Jewish. She's Eved Kenani. That's how we look at it. Now, what comes from that is Hoysa Aim Aviv Bas Yisrael Lekoin. If the father's mother is a Yisrael's daughter who was married to a Kohen and who ended up dying, and this Eved is the only kid, Lo Tachov Truma. She's not allowed to have Truma. Why? Because it's not considered that it's like Zera from a Kohen. Bas Kohen Yisrael, and let's say if the father's mother is a Kohen's daughter that was married to Yisrael who died, and this Eved is the only one that's left, the Tachov Truma, she is allowed to have Truma. Why? Because she's not, it doesn't, we don't look at it like she has kids from a non-Kohen. Now we're going to look at a case of a grandson that even though he comes out of a relationship with his usher, he's still going to go ahead and have an impact on grandmama. Mamzer posel umaychel. So that means we're dealing with a case of a grandson who ends up being a mamzer. He's going to go ahead and disqualify a Kohen's daughter from eating truma. That means if grandma was a bas Kohen, umaychel. And he's going to allow a Yisrael's daughter to have Truma. She was a Bas Yisrael. Now, kid said, what's the case? Bas Yisrael, the coin. If you have a Bas Yisrael, regular Yisrael, regular Israelite woman, marries a coin. U Bas Kohen Yisrael, the opposite. Bas Kohen marries Yisrael. You hold them in a Bas, and they end up having a daughter. Holcha Bas, Venisis La Evan. She goes marries an Evan, Olev Kachavim, or to a Goy. We hold them in a Ben, and they end up having a son. There is a mamzer. Azai is a mamzer. We learned this gemara earlier, I believe. Right? That's considered a mamzer. Hoysa aim imo bas Yisrael Kohen. If his mother's mother was a bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, and that Kohen had died, and now this mamzer is the only one left, Tochav Truma. It allows her to eat Truma, because it's considered like she has a kid from the Kohen. Bas Kohen Yisrael, now if you flip him, let's say his mother's mother is a Kohen, it's a Bas Kohen, married to Yisrael, and now this mamzer is the only one left over, little Tochav Truma, she can't even Truma, because she has someone from a non-Kohen. Now we're going to come up with the case if you have a grandson who is a Kohen Gadol, how it's going to passel grandmama. Kohen Gadol, Pamim Shu Posel, something's going to passel grandmama. And clearly, sometimes not. Right? It's going to go. It's going to pass. So she can't have truma. Case it out. So, bas kohen li Yisrael. This woman, she's a bas kohen. This is going to be the case. She's the grandmother. She'll end up being grandmother. She's a bas kohen. So she was originally allowed to have truma. She goes ahead li Yisrael. She marries Yisrael. We all do a man of bas. Now they have a daughter. B'hol chavas is a kohen. She goes and she marries a kohen. Right. This daughter goes and marries a kohen. She's Israeli. And she marries a kohen. The ultimate event, and they end up having a child. Hare zeh ro'oi lios kohen gadol. He can now become a kohen gadol. Omid v'shamish l'gavim mizbeach. He can be on the mizbeach. He can be serving, all that stuff, right? Because he's the son of a kohen and grandson of an Israelite. Michael es imo. And he goes ahead. He allows his mother to go out and have a truma. This is talking about even after the father dies, who's a Kohen, this son now also goes ahead, allows his mom, who's Israeli, to eat Truma, who posels Imo, but is going to disqualify his mother, who's the Kohenis, from actually eating. This means after his mother dies, his grandmother is now posel from eating Truma, because of this Kohen Gadol, who is the Zera coming from Yisrael. Meaning the grandma was a Bas Kohen, but because she married Yisrael, and now this grandson, even though he's a Kohen Gadol, bottom line is it's Zera of the Kohen, of the Yisrael, and therefore she can't go back to her father's house. Zosamaris, this comes to tell you, Lo Kibni Kohen Gadol, Shehu Poslini Minatruma. This is grandmama speaking up, and she's saying, let there not be like my son, the Kohen Gadol, who is hassling me from eating Truma. Very interesting circumstance.
period.
We started off by speaking about a shaita who goes ahead and he has a relationship with the Baskoin attacking a messer up from Truma because his marriage with her doesn't do a thing. Tanina Lahad, the Tanabana, we have a price which goes and backs us up. Shaita of a katan, Shanasa Nasham Mesu. Let's say I have a shaita and a katan, or even he has a katan to marry a woman, and then they end up dying. They get married, and then they die. The Shoseim, Peturus, Men, Chalisim, and Yibam. Their wives are put there from Galicia and Yiba, right? Because nothing happened over there. The marriage were null and void. Kita, the Zakta Mishnah, Hari Yisrael Shabbal, Baskoin, Tuchel, Betruma. If Yisrael goes in his relationship against her will with a Baskoin, she can continue eating Truma from her father's house. Ibra Lotochel, she gets pregnant, she can't eat anymore. Kevin Ibra Lotochel, Lecha Shema Ibra. If we say when she's pregnant, she's not allowed to have any, so shouldn't we be worried that maybe she's pregnant, right? Because the fact that they had a relationship, and therefore it should be us or to go ahead and have right away after the thing happened. But we know that we do say she's allowed to do it. Milo Tanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah, though? Rashi brings down, we saw this earlier on the side, we saw this on Daf Lamed Gimel, that Milo Tanan, if you have two kalas, that they go to the chuppah and they make a mistake and they switch the husbands and they have a relationship with the other one's husband. You got to separate them for how long? For 3 months. Because maybe they're pregnant. So why don't we wait over here? Taka, let's wait a few months. When it comes to yichus, to forget whose father is who, they're chotzer, such a thing, they have to wait. But when it comes to chuma, they're not worried about it. Therefore, they didn't wait at all, but you can have it right away. The chuma l'chashashu, is that true? They weren't chotzer. For a time, you looked in a brisa. Harizagita, the person says that you have a kohen. He goes and gives a get to his wife. She's a Yisraelis. But he says, this is your get. Shah achas kodl nisasi. One moment before my death. Asur lecha v'chuma v'yad. It's going to be usher for her to have truma right away when she gets the get. It's usher for her to have truma immediately. Right away. Asur lecha v'chuma miyad. How come? Because maybe he's going to die at any second, and then it'll be that that time period that she's eating was the moment before he died. Therefore, what do you see from that? That even when it comes to truma, there are choshes of such a thing that it may come to be that she's going to eat that. Ella Amar Rav Huna Benisuin Chashashu. Benisuin, that's where they're worried. Biznus Lo Chashashu. When it comes to Nisuin, we're worried that maybe they're going to have a baby because of the fact that she's trying to have one. So therefore, maybe that she really Taka will have a baby and she's pregnant. So you have to wait afterwards. Biznus Lo Chashashu. We're not worried when it comes to Znus. You know why? And we've talked earlier a little bit because she's going to go ahead and make sure she's going to take certain necessary steps so she doesn't get pregnant in the first place. Right, Rashi says in Ma'afeches Kadesh Shul Tazaber, she would flip herself in a way that she shouldn't get pregnant altogether. So, therefore, what comes out? They didn't answer a daughter of Bas Kohen, who was on Nusa Mufuta by an Israelite to go and eat Truma until she is, so it turns out that she is pregnant. Frak the Gemara, Bini Suin, Micha Shashu, are they really Choshesh in such a case also? Are you going to tell me that there's a marriage that the Chamim are going to be worried that maybe she's pregnant, and then they're going to ask her from having truma on that? But Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Bas Kohen, Shanisis, the Yisrael, Amis, the daughter of a Kohen, she marries an Israelite, and then it goes that he dies. Tovelis, Vilchelis, with Truma, Le'erev. She can go and eat truma that night. So what do you see? That we're not so choshesh, that maybe she's pregnant, even when they were married. Rav Chisim, Chisim, Tovelis, Vilchelis, Ad Arbayim. The Brisa means that she goes ahead, she does Tevila, she can eat truma until that's 40 days. Until 40 days from the time. Why? The Ilo Me'ibra. Because if she wasn't pregnant, the Holo Me'ibra. Then, of course, she's allowed to go ahead and she could eat. She's not pregnant. If she was pregnant, Adar Bayim, Mayaba Almahi. Until 40 days, the baby is considered a Vlad, the Asiris of Vlad, Arbayim Yom, says Rashi. It takes 40 days. It's considered Mayim Ba'alma. It's just considered like water. So until again, it's 40 days, she's allowed to continue to eat. Right? But then after the fact, she's going to be usher for her, even if we don't know if she's pregnant yet. Amar Le'abayis, Abayi comes along and he says, that ihaki, if it's really true that she can have truma for the first 40 days, the name is safe. What about the end of the brisa? Hooker uba mermeo, it turns out that you recognize well that she actually is pregnant. It turns out she's after it, we say, oh, she was actually the whole time pregnant. In the kukelis lamafreya, she ends up becoming the kukelis lamafreya. But I was saying, according to Rav Chista, she was mutter to eat for the first 40 days. So why are you going to say that's going to be a kukelis? So, well, no, my kukelis, what does it mean? Ad arboim, it just means that she is kukelis up until 40th day 40. In other words, if she ate chuma after 40 days, then that's what is going to be a problem. She's going to have to pay for that. We're going all the way back up to 40 days, but within the first 40 days, then she's not going to be a problem. Itmar Habal Rusasa Beis Chabim, a person who's with his engaged wife in the house of her father-in-law, the Indunisun, yeah? Rav Amar Havlad Mamzer, the kid is a Mamzer, because we assume that means that she must have been with someone else. Rashi says, Alpha Bisha Shine Modem Shabalea, Kashinin Holu Prutzahi Acher Nami Balea Vibraminea. She probably has a relationship with someone else as well, and therefore that maybe is theirs. Shmuel Amar Vlad Shtuki, the Vlad is a Shtuki, which is a Suffolk. Rashi says, a Suffolk Mamzer, Daha, Misapkalun, Ime Orasu, Vakasher, Imin Shachinu, Hilgach Mamzer Suffolko. Now, what about, let's understand Rav. Amar Rav, Mistabe Mesid Rav, Rav makes sense, the Daima Me Alma. Rash explains the meaning if she was already chushed, that maybe she was with Alma, someone from the Olam, from the world. Avalo Daima Alma, but if not, then Basa Didei Shadinale. There we go, then it means that it came from him and the baby's not a mamzer. In other words, if rumors are floating around, so then we say, okay, fine. But if there's no rumors there, then we say, no, that's actually his kid, no problem. Amar Rava, how do I know? The Katani, because we saw in our Mishnah, by a case of a Kohen who did something with a Yisraelis, Yolda Tochel, if she gives birth, then she can eat Truma. Because we say it came from the Kohen. Hey, Chidami, now what's the case talking about? I don't know if you want to talk about the fact that she was already chashed, suspected of sleeping around. The Yolda, my Tochel, why should she go out and eat if she gives birth? Maybe it came from another man and not from this Kohen. Elalav minei daima, rather, velo daima ma'alma. The Mishnah must be talking about a case where what? We are chashed of her being with him, with this Kohen, but not with the rest of the world. And that's the reason why it's okay. Umaha some. Now, in our case of the Mishnah, the Lahai Isura, Lahai Isura, where she's ushered both to this one, this Kohen, and to that one, someone else. Basa Didesha didn't let me go after him. Hach, in this case also, the Lahai Yisur, Lahai Yatera, where it's going to be usher to be with someone else, but mutter to be with this one, meaning the Aris, Lakol Shkain, certainly we say that it goes with the Aris, because at least there's a Kashadika point, so for sure that is it. Therefore, we say it's only a Mamzer if she's Kashad with being with other people. So when Rav says that it's going to be a Mamzer, it's only if she was Kashad. Amalei Abai says back, Leolamei Malach, Kol Hechad Dadaimi Minei. Really, I can say to you, no. Wherever this Arusa is chashed of being even with the Aris, even if though she wasn't chashed to the rest of the world, he would say that the Vlad is a Mamzer. My time, and why? Actually, she mafka herself to the Aris. Afkan afsha alma, she did it for the rest of the world also. So why he's saying by our Mishnah that this kid that came to, that we could, you know, the question then is, going to see now how we deal with our Mishnah that we say that this Israelis actually the kid came from this Kohen. Talk about that they were locked up in prison and then she became pregnant since they were there by themselves, so for sure it was this Kohen. But if it's a suffix is who it is, even if we don't have a chashash that she was with other people, still it's not going to be mutter for it to go ahead and eat truma. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and pick it up tomorrow with a second version of how we just of what we just saw. Until then, I want to wish all y'all, thank you for listening. I'm sorry about the background here. I don't know how if it came out well or not. And even if it's going to work, to send it when I'm 30,000 or 20 million feet in the air, however this works. All right, I want to wish all y'all a great day.